Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the personal success equation. It's something that we released in my very first book with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, 3 Feet from Gold. If you haven't read it, I strongly suggest you do. It came out during the Depression of 2008, and it was a time of so many people struggling financially. And we wanted to reinvigorate the teachings of Napoleon Hill. So we highlighted quite a few entrepreneurs about things that they did and how they succeeded during the difficult times, how they kept going. 3 Feet from Gold comes from the story in the first book, Think and Grow Rich, of course, Napoleon Hill's original work, about R.U. Darby, who went out west to discover gold, borrowed money from family and friends, and initially struck gold, got all excited, went and got more money to go deeper, and he dug and dug and dug and couldn't find the gold, couldn't find it. And so he basically sold his claim and his equipment to a junk man in town and went home with his tail between his legs. Now that junk man, he'd been around gold mining for many, many years. So he knew the experts. He brought in the experts, and those engineers went in and said, he quit 3 feet from gold. He said, instead of going this way, he should have gone this way. And he was 3 feet from one of the largest discoveries of the time of gold. Now, R.U. Darby heard about that. And yeah, he was not real happy, but he also swore that he would never give up 3 feet from gold again. And he went on to build an exceptionally large insurance company. So do you ever feel like you're 3 feet from gold? What's holding you back, or what's allowing you to quit when you're so close? And sometimes, there's a fine line between knowing when it is time to walk away, but also persevering and knowing that you do have, you're on the right path. You just have to continue moving in that direction, working hard. And so as we went through each of these stories of people about how they survived when other people didn't through the difficult times, we came up with the personal success equation. And the personal success equation, I share a lot about it, almost all the time in my podcast, I talk about it. And I want to ask you to think about it in your own light, because I wanted today to just really dedicate again to the personal success equation. And I'm trying to find where I have it written out so you can actually look at it. It's on page 213 of the book. Let me see if I can hold this up. There it is. All right. See that? P plus T times A plus F. And so I want to talk to you about those components. Passion plus talent is at the very beginning. And passion is, what do you care about? Your why? And usually people say, do what you love, love what you do. Well, my passion actually came from anger that we weren't teaching our kids about money. And then your talent, what have your life experience have been? What education have you had? And so for me, my talent comes from having a degree in accounting and many, many years in publishing. So I could combine my desire to teach people about money with my talent and create a business. And most of us stop there. We think we have to do it on our own, but that's not how you play big. You play big by doing that next A times A, power of association. Who's going to be by your side? Who's going to help speed your way to success? That could include a mentor who's there to guide you around the pitfalls and open doors for you. It could be your employees, making sure you have the team there to support you, doing things that you don't need to do so you can focus on what's important. Power of association can be a strategic alliance that helps you open a whole new territory to your product or service. Somebody that actually wants to spread your word in a foreign land that will take it and translate it and market it on their own areas. Maybe it's a association, you're in one industry and they want to take what you have into a new industry. Those powers of association are incredible. I talked to you about the talking book. We wanted to, you know, get it out in the market, and we've said parents may not trust this new technology. So we partnered strategic alliance licensing deals with Disney, Warner Brothers, Sesame Street, because we knew parents trusted them, and it really helped us grow the business very, very quickly. And then the next times A, that comes back up here, taking action. So many times we know what we're supposed to do, but we don't do it. Feel busted? Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I know that happens to me all the time. Procrastination, right, is the opposite of action. Taking the right actions and making sure you're making the decision to take action to propel yourself forward. And that was really the success equation until almost the end of writing the book. And I told you, Greg and I talked, I said, there's something that defines these people from other people. And that at the end, we added plus F. And that's F stands for faith. They had faith in themselves. They had faith that what they were doing was important. They had faith that it was needed and necessary. They had faith because they knew they were solving a problem or serving a need, something else you hear from me all the time. And that's what kept them going. Because when you know you're solving a problem or serving a need, it takes it outside of yourself. You know you're adding value to other people's lives. That helps you get that motivation to get out of bed in the morning, to keep going when things get tough. But most of us, that plus F is fear. We're afraid of being successful. Maybe we're afraid of being a failure. We're afraid of criticism. We're afraid of poverty. And so it's important to really look at yourself in the mirror and go through this equation and say, what is it that is holding me back? So when I mentor people many, many times, I'll see them, they've started their business and they've been exceptionally successful. And then they've kind of plateaued. They've kind of taken their mind off, you know, their eye off the ball because they're dealing with yesterday's issues or last year's issues. So they're not driving as fast as furious as they were. Or they've kind of saturated the market they're in and they haven't moved on to expand their associations, to expand their market. So think of association as you're the people that you are exposed to. That's your market. Well, bigger market, more customers. And so how can you expand that association? And 9 times out of 10, that's where I find companies falter. They kind of get into a comfortable pattern in a certain market and they don't continue expanding. It's important to always grow a bigger pie, to be able to serve more and more people. And then the last one is really a huge one from a mental perspective. People that fear instead of faith. People give up. They give up because they don't have confidence in themselves. So I want you to start thinking about how you can build your own confidence. And a lot of that is by the people around you, the association, surround yourself with people who believe in what you're doing, who want you to succeed, who have the ability to help share what you do to others. That helps you while you're building your self-confidence. So when I tell you, you know, I shared before when I lost my son and I was just barely able to get out of bed. It was my friends that came around and kept me up and kept giving me that, you know, that encouragement to find my footing, to get back out there. You know, and they helped restore the self-confidence. And so it happens to all of us. We, you know, life is a roller coaster. So where is your self-confidence right now? Where's your faith in yourself? Where is your faith in what you're doing, your faith in your business? because it's important to really be honest with yourself, because you can reach out and get somebody to help you. But if you're not honest, you're not admitting what your needs are, you're probably not going to fulfill them. And that's something, you know, a lot of us, we don't want to be honest with ourselves, heaven forbid. But it's important, because your personal success equation, all right, your passion, all right, my passion hasn't changed since December of 92. I'm still angry that we're not teaching kids about money. Have I accomplished a few things? Yes, thankfully, with a lot of help and a lot of power of association. But there's still so much more to do. And then my talents, I'm continuing learning, continuing elevating my own expertise. Because once you've become an authority in a field, it's your responsibility to maintain that authority by constantly studying and being aware and on the cutting edge of your industry. So that is kind of your responsibility, your passion and your talent. But then bring in the team, a power of association. Who else do you need on your team? And maybe the people on your team today who got you here from where you started were invaluable, but maybe it's not the right team to take you to where you want to go next year. Give yourself an honest assessment of those individuals. Maybe somebody needs to change position so that you can bring someone else in that's got a little bit more power and strength and connections to take you to where you need to go. Or think about what company out there could you support. What company could you actually add value to what they offer their customers? And sometimes it comes out of left field. You know, my relationship with Lisa Copeland, dear, dear, dear friend, I had the opportunity to go address women in automotive on financial education. It's a wonderful association. So how can you apply that to what you do to help spread your expertise, share your expertise, and grow your audience to people that want what you know, want what you offer, and can benefit themselves by what you offer. So, personal success equation, P plus T, your passion plus your talent, times the right associations. And it's just as important to start reducing the wrong associations, because that is the environment you put yourself in. So if you have people that are pulling you back and dragging you down, limit your time or eliminate that association, right? Sometimes it's family, so you can't eliminate it, but you can control the time that you spend with those negative influences. Your passion, your talent times the right associations. By taking the right action, do one thing every day. Just do one thing every day to move your business forward. If you can do two or three, even better. But make sure every day you're moving forward in your business. And then have faith in yourself. Faith that what you're doing is needed, necessary. Faith that you have the talent and the ability to add value to people's lives. Faith that people's lives will be improved by what you have to offer. And faith that you are exactly the right person to do it. So review your personal success equation, share it. Share it in your social media. Show what it is that you do and who you do it with and who you value and who you're grateful for. And so thank you so much for listening to this Play Big segment podcast of your personal success equation. And I'll be doing a little shorter piece for the insider group, the Facebook, Play Big with Sharon Lecter. So join me there. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter. And for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.